This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Not creeping along, but rolling on a Thursday. I did want to mention this to you guys.
You a big Limp Bizkit fan?
Not really.
No?
No.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. There was about a...
Is that Fred?
Fred Durst, yeah. About 3 months where I was like, man, these guys may have it.
I did it all for the nookie.
And then I was like, nah, they're whack.
The Britney Spears deal that he had going for a while.
There was a,
they can thank Korn for their success.
Yeah, there was a couple months where I was a Limp Bizkit fan. And then I decided, no, that was stupid.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just the song. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I saw this on the news, also on social media. But if you missed it, I retweeted it. Really cool story that came out in an apartment complex. A girl is walking her Pomeranian dog on a leash, and she goes to get on the elevator, and she's not paying attention to where the dog is, gets on the elevator, the door is shut, and the dog doesn't get on. So the leash is stuck between the two doors, and inevitably, when the elevator goes either way, the dog's going to get strangled and die. And just so happens, as she got on, a guy got off, and as he looked back, he realized the dog wasn't going to make it. So he sprints back, he grabs the leash with his hand, he throws it over his shoulder so that he can kind of manipulate it so that when it starts pulling, he's got a little bit of leeway with the leash so the dog isn't getting strangled, and then feverishly undoes the collar and saves the dog.
Wow.
Wow.
And it's like, you don't realize, and then all of a sudden she finally, I don't know how long it took, but she realized the dog wasn't there, came back up, opens the doors, he's holding the door, and he's like, did you see what just happened?
Dumbass. How do you get on an elevator without your dog that you were walking with and not know that your dog is on the elevator? I don't know how that happens. You know, was she on her phone?
No.
What?
I don't think so. But I just, and when you watch it, and like I said, at Pac-Man Joel, I put it back out there. But this dude had to, like, scramble as fast as he possibly could, just to make sure that he could save this dog. She's not on her phone.
How about that, dude? I mean, that's a hero. She's going to leave you, Joel. I mean, that's a savior. He saved the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hero.
That's a pretty big deal. So if you want to check out the video, I put it out there. But way to go, dude, whatever your name is.
Because you know what my fear was, that when he ran back, that it might have been some sort of leash that's, I don't know, maybe a leash he's never seen before, and he would struggle to know how to, like.
Right.
That was my first thought.
All our dogs had the collar where you just squeeze or pinch the clasp and it comes open. If you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was one of those old school ones where you take the little tab and put it through the eye hole, like you're doing your belt, now you're talking about a whole different ball game.
Because
now, unless there's some like space around the neck that you could possibly squeeze it off the dog's head, you're screwed.
Oh yeah, that would have been she's lucky. I would have thought the same thing. She was distracted.
Massively lucky.
And on her phone. Yeah. That's what I would have thought.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So I put that out there and retweeted it because that was like, I was like, man, people don't realize what that dude just did and how catastrophic that could have been.
Somebody texted and said that was Trap, not Limp Bizkit. No, we weren't talking about the rejoin music.
It did sound like you were referring to that.
Because Joel said we're rolling.
I knew
along,
you were going to get a text.
And then he goes, rolling, rolling, rolling.
I swear I knew you were going to get a text. I swear.
Or I did. I went, rolling, rolling. Are you a Limp Bizkit fan?
Yeah, the song was Trapped.
Yes.
It was Headstrong by Trapped. We know that. It's all
Joel
good.
Said rolling. I sang the song. I'm going to need you guys to pay attention.
I was expecting. I thought it was going to come sooner, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Because I knew when you started saying Roland, they thought you were talking about the song that was playing.
That conversation had nothing to do with that song.
No.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah.
People also asked me this. They said, Barry, have you seen the video of people holding their cat with a cat filter on themselves? It's funny stuff. I have not seen this, so I did a quick Google search, and it's happening on TikTok, which I'm not on because I'm an adult.
Right.
And that's why I'm also not on Snapchat, because I'm old and don't know how to use new technology.
I've got both.
That's not shocking.
You don't know how to use Snapchat.
I totally have Snapchat.
You're still looking for dates.
I
got a Snap 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
How old was she?
What kind of question was that, ho?
I'm just asking. Well, we're talking about age-related decisions.
And you're on TikTok? You do a lot of TikTok videos?
No, I just downloaded TikTok. I never really use TikTok.
Oh, you don't? I mean, it's basically just Vine. That's all it is.
I feel like that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I never messed with Vine because if I'm going to do that, I just do it on Twitter or Instagram. I don't need another app to do a video. Those both do it. I'm fine. But apparently on TikTok, they have filters like, you know, how you'll see chicks, which is so lame.
I know.
Where they're like, eh, they do like the cat ears and the mustache or whiskers, mustache, whatever. So this one on TikTok does your whole face as a cat. And so they put it on selfie and they show the screen and then they pull their cat up to the screen and the cat looks at the screen and sees themselves and their owner as another cat and is freaking the cats out. This is what cat people do. I'm not a cat person now. I can honestly say I don't have cats, so I don't know. I can't relate.
But you would have told me.
Right.
Went on TikTok.
I don't.
Put whiskers on your face. And
you didn't need to bring that up. Wait.
Well, the thing is.
I might have done that. Maybe.
But the whole cat, I think it's lame, but it never gets old to girls, I feel like. They laugh at it every single time they put that filter on.
They think they're cute. They think it's cute. Some of y'all look like lions, not cats, by the way. Manny said, ICB should be your fantasy football team name next season, Barry. No, ICB is not going to be a name in any way, shape, or form for me, Manny.
Don't sell it short. It may come up again.
It may, but I'm not naming a team that. You guys may call me ICB. But
I like Boom Boom.
I will certainly. Yeah, Boom Boom is legit.
I like ICB.
Because it was a real rap name for me.
Then I like ICB.
ICB. Is something Charlie P made up.
Why Charlie P, not Palillo?
No, actually, Joel gave me ICB. Charlie gave me Ice B. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Joel had to...
soften it up.
Make it even daddier.
Daddier.
So, no, ICB, not a thing for me. I don't know why I'm rhyming right now. It's weird. Stealing your bit.
Thinking about Rockets... studio shows of the past.
Have you rhymed lately, by the way?
No, I don't think so. Not intentionally.
Joel, I'm talking to Joel.
Not intentionally.
Because I can give you an instrumental right now.
No, I'm good.
Oh, go, Joel, go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Break it down from last night. You watched the game?
Evidently, by the way,
No way he could rhyme 55. No way.
Carl Anthony Towns.
I don't think so.
Was shooting his shot, I said. Well, Lizzo shot her shot at him.
Oh, no.
When she was at that Laker game and hanging out and everything like that, she started sending out tweets and Instagram messages that she was all about Carl Anthony Towns. So if he likes them a little bigger.
I wouldn't be shocked, to be honest with you.
There you have it. I didn't know that
either. She's a Houston treasure. Don't talk about her.
Well, that's what they said. So then when I mentioned on Twitter that the Rockets had come out and said, if you really, you know, you're a Houston girl, if you want to come to a game, you're always welcome to sit courtside here.
Come twerk at
our... And then somebody was like, nice try. She's a Timberwolves fan. And they tagged the tweets about her coming at Carl Anthony Towns.
I wouldn't name any names, but I could probably shoot out 5 or 10 current basketball players that would be all about that.
About
Lizzo.
Lizzo?
Yeah.
I can name one ex NBA basketball player.
I can name current.
I know the ex.
Yep.
I know. I have a feeling. All right. Before I get myself in trouble, I'm not saying it anymore.
I would appreciate.
I had a whole lot of other comments to make about it.
Yeah, it's tempting. It's tempting when the red light is on, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's bust the flow, Joel. I want to hear.
Go,
you
Joel. Rhyme with 55.
No.
Go.
No.
Yeah. What? I'll be your hype man. Yeah. Yeah. What?
I will not do this on the air. Like you said, it's tempting with the red light on, but I will not do this.
So if we gave you time to write something, would you do it?
I could do it, but I'm not doing it.
Now, did you write when you...
I wrote everything.
Oh, you did?
Every freestyle thing.
I thought you freestyled it.
Sometimes in the middle of like a caller conversation, I would. But like if I could, because I was doing... Here's the thing people don't realize. I'm writing the game script, implementing the highlights, tagging the times on the highlights while I'm doing color at the actual game. So, like, I'm doing color at on the game live, and I'm also with my laptop up going, and with 4 minutes and 33 seconds to go, the Rockets made a run. It was this and this. It was this and this. And it culminated with this play. And then also
so you
had
have
to write
an intern
the intro
doing that for you?
I had to do all of it.
Why?
I worked for the Rockets.
They were cheap.
Oof. 5 jobs for the price of one. You're hired.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. Now, I'm not going to ask you.
YouTube, Joel Blank Rhymes.
Sir, I don't think that's going to be on video. That was all radio. Yeah.
Oh, was it all live? Did they podcast the post games?
No, I think it was just all live. Yeah.
Oh, it's just the segment you did with Wex and Randy a year ago.
Oh, huh?
That's the first thing that pops up.
You rhymed with Rex and Wayne?
No, I was on Sports Sunday.
Randy?
No, the ones that you found them before, Nick. All the interviews I did with Vernon Maxwell and Dwight Howard and all the players, those are all still.
Those are still up there on YouTube. I've seen them.
Yeah.
But you're not rhyming.
No.
We need you to rhyme.
No, we don't.
Yeah. That'll be tomorrow.
We don't need anything like
2 o'clock tomorrow.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, no.
You're going to write something for us and then come back.
It's an FU Friday tomorrow. Because when you guys bring that up again, F you, I'm not doing it.
Not happening, right?
No.
See, this is what you try to get me to go by ICB. If I'm gonna go by ICB,
I'm not trying to get you to go.
You
by
gotta
it.
Rhyme.
I'm gonna go with.
What was your rap name? We've established my rap name was Boom Boom. What's your rap name?
I don't have one.
Oh well, we got to get you one.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be out here rapping without a rap name.
I'm not rapping. You guys are trying to get me to rap.
Nicholas, do we want to come up with a rap name, or do we want to let the listeners?
I like the listeners.
Name.
The listeners. Yep. 100%. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776.
Son of a bitches.
Would you throw out your Twitter handle too? At Barry is funny.
Yep. At Pac-Man Joel with a K. Tag all of us.
At the producer.
Let's get that straight right now. Let's get that right out there right now.
At Pac-Man Joel.
Yeah, with an X.
What would be his
rap name?
Rap and rhyming name.
Yeah. This is good. I like the way this went.
He's so angry. I'm not going to keep pushing this.
This went so good.
Just the name.
Hold on. Let me pull up the text line.
Oh, it's already
preview
flooded.
Preview on the fly. Joel's like, nope.
I just want to let you know, world-renowned Beatles expert Howard Goodall is coming to Houston to share his insights into the creative genius that is the Beatles. The one-of-a-kind event is going to take place Monday, December the 16th at the beautiful George Theater, thanks to St. Luke's Music with Friends, Jaguar Houston Central, Land Rover Houston Central, and Momentum Mini. Doors open at 6:30 and include light bites before and after Goodall's presentation. Tickets are available at sportsmap.com. Use promo code ESPN to get 20% off your general admission tickets. Tickets are going fast. Sportsmap.com, right there, that world-renowned Beatles night with Howard Goodall. Check it out. We'll be back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. A little bit of housekeeping here. Let me clean this up. It's not Jordan Sparks. It's Jordan Woods that Karl-Anthony Towns has been rumored to be linked with. If you don't know Jordan Woods was like the best friend of the Kardashians and then got caught on video kissing Tristan Thompson, who is the baby daddy of, which one was James with?
Chloe.
I don't know. So Tristan Thompson of the Cavaliers is the baby daddy of a child with Chloe. So that set the Kardashian house ablaze with how could you do that? There was a rumor she had to take a lie detector test. They had a falling out. She was best friends with one of the, was it Jenner, the younger ones?
Yes.
So that's been a whole mess. I don't watch the show. I don't know. But there you go.
I'm just saying yes and agreeing because I have no idea. I don't even know if it was Khloe Kardashian that James was with. That was my guess.
I think you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So there's that.
We've got some entries for your rap name.
Can't wait.
Since you're going to be rapping tomorrow.
Will not be doing
it. I want to hear these names.
All right. First one, this is leader in the clubhouse for me. Pink Valkyrie. Cream City G. It's pretty good, actually. You don't like that, Joel. The lips say you don't like it.
Because I don't like Cream City. I think it's a forced, made-up name that the Bucks put out there, but I know that Pink Valkyrie's all over it.
Yeah. Cream City G is pretty good, though.
Okay.
You don't like that?
You say so.
Bro, some of these are awful. Some of these, I'm trying to just pick the good ones. Like, Mark said DJ Dairy Air, A-I-R. Mark, delete your Twitter account, bro. That was awful.
There's several that need to be deleted.
That was awful. Yeah, Chris Davis probably should delete his account too. DJ Pack Pack. What? DJ Chris Davis.
DJ Pack Pack or Boom Boom? Let's be honest.
Boom Boom way better.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
All right. Now, the text line had some. Peg Leg J. You got to admit that's pretty good pretty because good. Of the leg injury. Yeah, yeah. That's not mean. Nope. That's accurate. Right?
Yeah.
There was Juicy Joel.
Oh.
Ooh. If I hit it one time. Yeah. Go Juicy.
Juicy J, baby.
Go Juicy Joel. See, there's a rapper, Juicy J. You be Juicy Joel. You don't like this? Why are you making the angry lips? We haven't even read any bad ones yet.
Because this is the second segment that we've been rolling on my rap name. That's why.
Boom Boom comes up once a month. All right? It's all equal. Now, this might be my favorite outside of Cream City G.
Okay.
White Cheese. That's a pretty it's pretty good. Not because because you're from Wisconsin. Cheese.
I get it.
White cheese.
I get it.
I like it.
Last time I checked, I'm white too. I get it.
You're not. You don't like white cheese?
I don't know how I sound. If you had to choose, I don't know how I sound, but I'm pretty sure I'm white. So.
If you had to choose between Cream City G and white cheese, what are you feeling?
White cheese
feeling?
Is awful.
Okay. Cream City G it is. And then somebody said Lil Flop. I do think that's pretty funny. Little flip and little flop.
Yeah, 713 that ends in 6556. I'm going to tell you something
and
right
the three
now.
Numbers in the middle.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you want all 10 digits out there, yeah, you can keep up with that.
Who? Did I miss one?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, did it go directly to the deleted
Jealousy
items?
Jealousy is a disease, bro, but you know what? There's a limit and a line to everything.
What? Who? What did you say it was? What was the last numbers?
6556.
Oh, yeah, that's in the deleted items.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to stay there as a block number.
Yeah, that was inappropriate. Don't. Dude, relax. Okay? Somebody said the hammer.
That's a really good
that's
one.
That's really, really good.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that. That one I can roll with.
So, okay. So, we've eliminated white cheese. We're down to Cream City G and the hammer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we have to say, because MC Hammer, we got to put JB Hammer in front.
No, he's just the hammer.
Yeah, the. Or you can call me Texas
Hammer.
Because Hammer
was just Hammer or MC Hammer.
Hey, look.
Joel
you know
is the Hammer.
Why am I hating? There's Lil Baby.
Yeah.
There's the Baby.
The Lil Baby.
What you going to be, Nick?
There's Medium Baby. Whatever you guys want.
Baby. The Lil Big Baby. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he can be the Hammer.
He can. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm with that.
Okay.
Cream City G?
Yeah.
Jeez, it sounds like an accident.
No.
Yeah.
Cream City
What's
G?
What's that on the floor? Cream City G. Nope, not doing it.
All right. Well, I'll put up a poll. We'll do that for tomorrow.
I didn't want it to go this far, but it was just one little piece of real estate that I wanted. He wants to put out a poll.
It's going to be Cream City G or, I'll probably leave white cheese on there just for, until you have three options. The Hammer, Cream City G, and white cheese. And then next week, because what's today?
Today's Thursday.
Next week, we'll get Nick's rap name.
Fair enough. We'll have the production value and everything. Oh, wait, no, because I'm the producer.
Yeah, because you won't do it. I'll do it from my phone.
It's going to sound terrible.
Down.
It's going to be, yeah.
I'm going to get down. That. Nick's going to be horns down.
I'm going to get that DJ horn. It'll just be DJ horn. And then I'll play
the first.
I'll
you know
play
that's the first
DJ
thing.
Horn. Oh, yeah.
Horn, unicorn. Oh, all that's going to be there.
Yeah. DJ unicorn.
DJ unicorn. It'll be two words, U and I, and then CORN. Yeah, it's exactly what they're going to do. Of course. That's what, they're not going to try to get creative.
Oh, no.
Because a lot of these were awful. Like, a lot of these.
Oh, yes, they were.
You guys didn't even try.
If it's going to be bad, it has to be funny.
Exactly.
If it's not fun, if it's bad and not funny, then it's just.
Totally agree. Yeah. In the inbox, I'm just deleting all these because I'm not reading all these. Because chances are there's not even a good one that's going to top the three we have. So. Okay. We can move on.
Joel's just better. Waiting. He's like, are we done with
I feel
this?
Better now.
Taylor Williamson's going to join us at 3:30 if you missed at the Houston Improv this weekend. Runner-up America's Got Talent in 2013. Semifinalist on Last Comic Standing at Taylor Comedy on Twitter. So a little extra comedy for you this week before we get to an FEF Friday. So we will have that coming up. He's supposed to join us in studio, correct?
That's correct. I believe they're in the building. I got a text from Kira at the Houston Improv. She said, we are making our way upstairs now. So once we go to break, we'll go grab him and
verify that we have already verified. Taylor is a male. since we had our rodeo slip up.
Oh, with the Taylor Williamson is all man.
Yes. So 100% Taylor Williamson is here 100% man.
Grade A beef.
Who was the, I don't know about all that, but who was the rodeo person, the name that we hacked up?
I don't know.
Something Field.
Field? Yeah, what was it?
Kylie Field or?
No, I don't remember. That's how important it was.
I'll find it. All right, we'll be back with a whole lot more as we get to the final half hour of the show, opening up with Taylor Williamson. Don't want to miss that. Coming up next, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Back on the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. 30 minutes on the clock. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. And our very special guest, as we told you, coming into the last hour of the show, Taylor Williamson joining us right now. He's at the Improv this weekend. Runner-up, America's Got Talent 2013. Semi-finalist on the last comic standing. You can reach him at Taylor Comedy. It's a fantastic first name, by the way.
Really?
It's my daughter's first name.
Listen,
wow.
Why is the world that you named her after me? That's...
You know, I've always thought highly of you. And since she's four, it was right in that 2013 window and the whole, you know, America's Got Talent thing. And I went, boom, there it is.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This is really special.
That's why we wanted to have you on today. Oh,
we just gave Joel a rap name, too. He's going to rap for us tomorrow for the first time. So really. I'd like you to meet Cream City G.
He's, No. Please. Hammer.
I'm uncomfortable a lot right now.
Are you?
Yeah. I was already comfortable. I'm generally uncomfortable, but then when I heard your rap name just now.
So Taylor, here's the background. I'm from Milwaukee. I know you can't tell.
I've been in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Okay. Mm-hmm. The home of the Bronze Fonz.
Yes, it is. Who? Exactly right.
The what?
Arthur Fonzarelli from Happy Days. They have a statue for the Fonz.
And you can take a picture with him.
So is he basically the Midwest version of Rocky? Because in Philly, they have the statue of Rocky, a fake character.
Not inaccurate, but not the Midwest, just the Milwaukee version of Rocky.
So the whole Midwest doesn't claim Fonzie?
But when people do go to Milwaukee, that's one of the things they want to see is the statue of the Fonz.
The Bronze Fonz. Mm-hmm. So you went and saw this or what?
Yeah, I realized that I just interrupted you to tell you that not interesting.
No, it's totally good.
No, I've never heard that.
That's just basically a day that ends with a Y with us. We do that to each other like single day.
For sure.
But no, the quick story is, so you could have gone beer capital of the world. You could have gone America's Dairyland. But no, the Milwaukee Bucks decided that they created their own term for Milwaukee called Cream City.
No.
Because all the brewery buildings back in the day were cream colored. So they decided that would be a thing. They put it on their jerseys. People that are listening to the show on a regular basis have now associated that with me. And they think that I'm cool with the Cream City moniker, which I can't stand.
Yeah. It's Cream City G.
So now I'm Cream
City
G.
You're in the presence of Cream City greatness.
And why do you not like it?
For obvious reasons.
What is the obvious reason?
Because Cream City and the cream can be associated with things that definitely aren't sports related unless you think that sexual relations is a sport.
That's the
references our listeners give me, just so you know, on Twitter and otherwise.
But I think everyone likes it except for you, so that means you're wrong, right? Your name?
This guy is so smart.
Isn't that how life is? Like, for example, I've dated several girls in a row that that happened to be crazy, and like, what's the? I'm wrong.
Depending on how my first album does, I'll let you know if you were right.
But I think keep the name right. Oh, you're doing a whole album.
I'm not. Yeah. But I'm just saying we can judge this by if I.
I don't know which one of you to trust. Honestly, one of you is saying one thing adamantly, the other one saying the other, and I don't know who.
That's what we do.
I'm probably lying. I'm probably the one that's making all this crap.
That's really true.
Yeah.
I think you should. I wouldn't want the name for myself. Cream City G.
But I'll take. No,
but if I'm San Diego,
I'll take the Hammer. That was the other option.
The Hammer. There's already the Hammer.
No, that's MC Hammer. I'm just going to go with the Hammer or Texas Hammer.
I mean, but it's too confused. If you were trying to apply for a copyright, I feel like they'd be like, it's too similar to these other hammers. The Hebrew Hammer, a great
but if
movie.
These listeners
Who's the
are
Hebrew
gonna...
Hammer?
There's that movie, the Comedy Central movie, Adam. I don't know his last name.
Sandler?
Am I the only Jewish person in Texas, by the way?
Yeah,
the other ones?
Pretty much.
Should I mention that? Is that going to hurt ticket sales or help?
A lot of lawyers. No, you're okay.
Okay.
Speaking of ticket sales, we got to plug it. You're at the Houston Improv all weekend, right?
All weekend.
Is there a Sunday show?
Yeah, Sunday.
Awesome.
The shows are all sold out, but if they're fans of your show, we'll get them in.
Nice.
I like it.
You don't need a code or anything. The system will just it'll be able to tell just, that.
It'll know?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of people stuck at the window going, no, really, that he said I can get – I'm with the show.
Friends with Barry Joel. It's cool. It's no problem.
We're suspects. We're the usual suspects.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what we call Kevin Spacey's not invited.
So I went there.
Don't want
By the way,
there.
Kevin Spacey likes the name.
I bet he does in more ways than one. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to sexualize the nicknames, the Hammer is a lot more impressive than Cream
the
City
sounds,
G.
Like, if you're making it all sexual, because the Hammer could be sexual too. But
That's
it sounds
saying.
It sounds you, like
how
you
is that?
Play for the same team if you're the Hammer.
Like you hit your penis with the Hammer?
You over-sexualized it.
I don't. No, I'm
is
thinking
that
like you just hammer at home.
What?
But who's hitting their penis with a hammer?
You just
Taylor?
Said it's a sexual
no, you
thing.
Made that up. Yeah, but I'm saying like you know.
Now you're attacking me. I'm a guest. The guest is always right. Okay.
I like how he's interviewing us. This is the best.
Fantastic. How do you sexualize a hammer? Do you take a nail and
no,
you hammer
you,
on
you,
your?
No, you're just like you hammer at home.
Hammer it home?
Yeah.
It,
Taylor's right.
Whatever it is, what?
The nail into your
Taylor,
penis?
If anybody draws any conclusion sexually, it would be more about the...
No one's putting nails.
I hope not.
This is what always happens.
What kind of weird stuff are you into?
I'm not into this. You brought it up.
Like, no.
I'm sorry. I don't like this guy.
We have parents in the parental pickup line. It never fails. At the 3 o'clock hour when they're trying to pick up their kids, that's when we go off the walls with something that kids are going to be like... The parents are going to be like, turn that off.
I didn't start this,
now,
by the way.
Are you like Every the amazing time. Jonathan where you take a nail on stage and you shove it into your penis and then back out again 1,000 times? Is that what you do?
No, I don't do anything with my penis or nails.
On stage.
But I'm not a prop comic.
But, okay. but you stacked a couple of different
stage.
Dates in a row. Okay.
I'm sorry.
But you talked about the last 3 girls you dated, so you do something with your penis.
I don't usually get that far.
Oh, okay. I got weird real fast.
I'm classy. I wait till marriage.
I wait
till marriage before I hammer my nails into
okay.
the ladies.
Okay.
Hand.
Virginia. No,
I say classy. I was trying to not be inappropriate.
So
I said
so
hands,
instead of the
which
hammer,
sounds way worse.
Instead way of the more, hammer, you might go Mr. Goodrich for a while.
Way worse.
Until you get married.
Is this hurting my career? Is that?
Well, I mean, it's not helping.
I mean, have we sold tickets yet?
Are the phones ringing?
We check.
Did you check online and see how we're doing? Maybe we need to change the subject.
This is a sports show?
This is absolutely a sports show.
Yeah.
Are you a big sports fan?
I've been to 2 WrestleManias.
Okay.
So you like the performing arts?
I'm a fan of the WrestleMania.
You consider wrestling a sport?
What do they say? Sports entertainment, you know?
Yeah.
The performing arts?
You guys know Bruce Pritchard? He's from Houston, Texas. You know that
Bruce
guy?
Bruce Pritchard.
He's like a legendary wrestler, dude, and he lived in Houston forever. We just moved back to Connecticut for WWE.
It doesn't sound familiar.
You know who we have on this show, on this station, though? Booker T.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I met Booker T.
Yeah.
Booker T has the show called The Hall of Fame at night here. He's a very popular guy.
Can you tell him to come to my show?
Do you think we can leave a message for him?
I can't force him to go, but I can
tell
him.
He doesn't talk to us. We're
little people.
Do you think you could beat him at arm wrestling? Because I saw...
Oh, yeah.
I saw... Who did you... It was
the WWE Hall of Famer, Gerald Briscoe.
Yeah.
I arm wrestled him and I won.
Yeah.
But I think he may have been
Is he 80?
I don't. He's 72, maybe.
Okay.
But he's this guy. Like he's an amateur. He's a wrestling superstar. Mm-hmm. Like what do you call it? You know, wrestling.
Like college wrestling.
The Greco-Roman.
Yes, he's the Hall of Fame that stuff too. But then he did WWE afterwards, and but he's so strong.
At 70.
This 72-year-old man, he just grabs my arm, just like being funny. It hurts. His light grip hurts.
I did like in the middle of the arm wrestling, you go, you're squeezing my hand really hard. Like, I liked it. You're like, this is, you're taking this too serious. He did seem a little rough.
Yeah.
Like a little abrupt or whatever. Was he just playing or what?
He's hardcore. There's this guy, Matt Riddle, who was a UFC, he was a mixed, I think he was UFC for a few minutes and a few years, you know, and he's now in WWE and he's killing it. He's like in the NXT division. He's amazing. But there's a video online of Gerald Briscoe wrestling, like Greco style wrestling him while he was training to be a pro wrestler. And he's like, the guy's not playing easy on him. Like, this guy's like a young 20-year-old something. Like, anyways, Gerald Briscoe, don't fight this man.
Would you be strong?
Oh, but I won in the arm wrestling. Yeah, and I have broken bones in my hand.
Okay.
Now.
And he let me win. And I'm.
He let you. I saw
you're grateful for that.
You two-handed it, which.
Whoa. Yeah. See?
No.
Pick up line again.
That's not even what that was.
Over Houston now. We've got kids in the backseat going, what's a two-hander?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. See? I didn't do that.
That's why you did.
I totally did not do that.
Yes, he did.
That's with the hammer and nails. You put it through two hands. They like that.
Behind their back.
Oh, this got weird.
Wow. Hey, now I was looking for stuff because, you know, as comics, we care about our credits and all those things. And I was looking at your wiki page and I saw where they had a source where it talked about you in, I don't know, 2014. It said, AGT runner-up comedian Taylor Williamson, still bitter, ? Were you actually bitter, the media?
You get this.
Yes.
You do some dumb, you go, like, you're traveling, like, you got to do a stupid local radio show, you know what it's like?
And you're
like,
oh, God. You guys make everything sexual.
Oh, God. And, like, they posted, that was, like, I know exactly what you're talking about. So I did, like, the San Diego local morning news, and I lost to a Japanese guy from Japan. So,
right,
like, I was,
in America's.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a funny thing to talk about, like, oh, yeah, it had jokes. About
yeah,
it.
You
like,
had it in your special.
Yeah. You watched it?
I did.
Did you really?
I did. Wow. I mean, how would I know that if I didn't, right?
Yeah, we're not San Diego. Right? This isn't that piss ass San Diego radio. This is big time Houston radio.
Wow, thank you. You at least watched the first 3 minutes. And I appreciate that so much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's rad. So then so they're like, yeah, so then they post the video online and the article is called "Is Taylor Still Bitter?" There's another one of those. My mom, so San Diego Press, they are out to get me.
Evidently. They don't like you?
So I was trying to get in the San Diego Union Tribune, like the big paper out there. Mm-hmm. Don't act like you know Milwaukee, creamsicle.
We know sports sections in doing sports. You know who says that about
There's
different
this
athletes.
Rap name, creamsicle. I love it.
How about creamsicle and you're on a unicycle? But it's like
you're on a Peloton. It's creamsicle. There you go.
Brainstorming. So then the local paper, I was like, I'm on America's Got Talent. I would hit them up like, hey, can you give me like press? Because I get votes. I need votes so I can win America's Got Talent and not live with my mom, you know? And they're like, we don't cover comedy because they're like racist. American Idol, some girl on American Idol, she got like front page all the time. We don't cover comedy. I'm like, what are you? I'm repping San Diego. I could have claimed them from L.A. I don't know. So then they don't care. So then after the show's done, they keep contacting me for press. I'm like, I don't care about your little press. I'm on America's Got Talent, did you? So my mom, they call my mom, and she's a crazy mom who goes, I love her and stuff, in case she's listening. I don't know. She's a big fan of you guys.
Of course.
But she does the interview on my behalf, like trying to help.
Without checking with you?
Yes.
No.
So she talks about how I was going to quit comedy before I got on America's Got Talent, and if I had not done that, I would have whatever. So the title is called "How America Almost Lost a Talent." And then every interview I did for 2 years, so they go look at your Wikipedia. So I understand you're going to quit comedy. And
is like, that even true?
No.
Why would your mom say that?
Because she's cuckoo bananas. At least she's on a creamsicle, though. I don't know.
Like, whose mom's out there saying, "Yeah, my son's going
to
quit."
Back in her heyday, she might have been to Cream City.
Hey, no mom jokes. What are you doing?
You crossed the line.
It's Milwaukee. Yeah. Milwaukee. He said it. Cream City.
Boy, you crossed.
I would just like to
several lies.
Several, indeed. I want you to know that I don't support what he just did in any way, shape, or form.
Well, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is going
to
be doing a story on you.
You
and
need
the
to
fact
stop.
That you were quitting comedy before.
I don't like you anymore. Okay. I'm done with this. No bits. You're done.
I'm calling the Pittsburgh Press Gazette next.
Who do I report you to? Who's in charge?
That guy?
I mean, that's our producer. Yeah. He really has no pull or say whatsoever.
He looks like he's big time management.
Just, it'll make you feel better.
These gang signs he's doing at me.
I don't know. Yeah. Why are you throwing up gang signs to our guests?
Is that a gang?
He just told you if you don't respect him, he's going to take you out on the way out.
I did not say that, sir.
These are some Houston Astros cheating hand signals that he's doing.
No, we hit garbage cans.
I love the Houston Astros. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Not a Padres fan at all?
No, I love Houston sports. I'm a big fan. Go Houston. I'm so happy they won.
Favorite team in Houston.
Who's
your favorite Astro?
Steve Finley.
Once upon a time.
Right?
Once upon a time.
Crazy.
I think you might have nailed
the Padres.
Yeah, take that, you creamsicles. Yeah. That was the best guess of my entire life.
What about the last decade?
Randy Johnson.
Okay.
Right?
I think the Oilers are going to do this year.
I think I'm kind of worried about them, but I believe in them so much. But it's a hard sport, you know.
They moved to Nashville, and
I know that's one of the problems. Okay. You're trying to catch me in a lie.
I am. Why are you trying to make our guest look bad?
You just called him out on favorite Astro.
Nope, that wasn't that. You're
probably on Nick Cannon's side.
No, I would never go that far.
That's what a jerk you are.
No, yeah, no. Do we know why he started wearing a turban?
All right, now you make it weird.
I'm asking you a question. See, I asked this on the air yesterday.
Of course. Yeah, of course you talk about it every day.
I apologize for my friend. He doesn't know how to act. Listen, if you want tickets to go see Taylor, improvtx.com/Houston. It's super easy. Are there any tickets available? Is there a few left?
There's a few left. I'm the second most talented person in America, literally.
You have the...
I have free meet and greets after my shows if you want to touch me. If you don't come, I'm literally you're stupid if you don't go. Honestly, if you don't go to my show, you're a creamsicle.
I'm going
to
be there Saturday late show.
Are you coming?
I'm hosting the funniest comic in Texas. What is it called? Is it the prelim round still? Yeah, there's a contest after your late show, funniest comic in Texas. I'm hosting that, so I'm going to come to the late show early. Hang out.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Half off ticket for you.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's very kind of you, Taylor. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Can I touch you after the show also?
You guys, I feel weird about it, honestly.
Okay, I get it.
This is a germaphobe who doesn't shake hands. He just fist bumps.
Me too. I hug people at meet and greets because I don't want to shake their hands. They're like, oh, you're a hugger. I'm like, no, I don't want to touch you.
Yeah, you just touched your penis probably in the bathroom. Okay. I don't need to shake your hand.
See? That was weird.
That's how. All right.
Listen, I have to go, you guys.
Taylor, we appreciate you stopping by. Again, check out Taylor Williamson all weekend if you get a chance at the Improv. That's a special guest, just a little extra for you guys suspects. We got one segment to go on the show. We'll put a bow on it next. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I didn't realize how many suspects are a-holes. Based on the deleted...
Really?
Yeah, based on the deleted items on the rap name.
Oh, yeah. I deleted a bunch that just...
Oh, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, that was very funny. Taylor's a funny dude.
Yeah, he's very funny. Oh, very funny. Somebody texted the show and said, why does this dude sound like Trey? So, that's... if you listen.
You should have just asked him to say you wrecked me.
He's funny. I am going to go to the Saturday late show. So, if you want to come hang out, I'll be... Not you, but I know you're not going to go. But
taste the freedom.
If the peeps want to be there, it starts at 9:30. I'll be there for that. And then stick around for the funniest comic in Texas preliminary round. I'll be hosting it. And I think there's like 12 comedians competing.
Are you giving hugs and handshakes too then?
No. It's his weekend, not mine.
I know, but
he's giving you half off. He's hooking you up.
Yeah.
If you're there early, people are going to want some hugs and handshakes from you.
I mean, yeah. I'll fist bump.
No.
Hug. Right. Did you see that massive hug I gave Barry in Beaumont? He was thrown off.
I think I was gone already.
He was gone already.
I just straight grabbed him.
Did you?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
From behind.
I did.
Did you really, Nick? You did what you do on weekends to Barry?
Lauren Pope got it on video.
You did grabbed him from behind?
Well, he grabbed my, because he's, I didn't know he was bisexual.
Did you get the second part?
Wait, tell me what?
He grabbed my behind.
So he thought he would, He thought he would mess with me by hugging me while I was talking to AJ. I didn't see it. It was a Me Too moment, really, because I didn't know it was going to happen. Wasn't. And he kind of humped my leg a little.
It was. He pressed behind. Up on you a little bit?
Yeah, he pressed his junk on me.
Oh, jeez.
I haven't gone to Laura yet.
The whole goal was to get him disgusted because he hates germs. I'm assuming he thinks I'm disgusting, so I gave him a big
hug. So you threw your junk on him for the germs?
I was trying to show Beaumont how unified we were as a show.
Yeah. So then I talked to AJ, and I'm walking back, and he goes, huh, how about another hug? And I said, okay. So when we went to hug, I grabbed his junk.
You grabbed his?
Yeah.
He did.
And yeah, and he freaked out.
It threw me off a little bit.
I don't know what man in his right mind would freak out.
I wasn't expecting to tell the story on the air.
Grabbed his junk.
I was just going to tell the hug part, honestly.
He took you to Cream City?
I did.
Well, I knew what we were doing. I was like, okay, he's trying to shock me.
Yeah.
And it did, but how can I one-up him? There's no way I can do anything
so
more shocking.
So you grabbed my junk?
So you one-downed him? You know just what? Went straight below the belt?
Only thing that would shock him at this point is if I just...
Well,
here we go.
I was shocked. I was like, and then I started laughing. I was like, what the hell just happened?
He went to the other side of the room.
I did. I pushed him away. I was like, get away from me, dude.
And then I just wiped my hand on Aaron Pope and walked off. Yeah.
Jeez.
That's exactly how, yeah.
It's literally exactly what happened.
You're at a golf center with all of the balls in the world, and you had to go to Knicks.
Yep.
I mean,
if we're going to play, it's like Raheel says, don't play gay chicken with Raheel.
Oh, I would never play that game with Raheel.
So I was like, well, if we're just going to play who can surprise who the most, this is all I got. Surprise.
But after that, I think you could compete with Raheel and Gay Chicken. After that.
You think so?
Oh, I mean, look what you just did.
I think Raheel would actually French kiss a dude in Gay Chicken just to win. So I don't think I could compete with that.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I know he would. Because, he would just go to like a different place.
And it wouldn't bother him.
Because he would win. He would,
he rubbed Joel's hand for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that contest day? Yeah.
I got that old video. Yeah. He let a woman grab his Yule log at the
Christmas party?
No. At the flag football thing for the Texans.
He did?
Yeah. As he was trying to score.
Oh, you told that story on the air.
She grabbed his junk. Yeah.
He told that story on the air.
So why would he, if he's willing to do that, he'll do anything.
I didn't hear. When he went on our air.
Yeah. No, he didn't tell the story. I did.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that he's got the video posted of him being the MVP.
And he didn't even, it didn't even faze him. He just went straight to the goal line and was smiling, too. He was very happy about it.
Wouldn't you be?
I mean,
you know?
I don't know who it was.
Oh. That factors in.
Yeah. I'm not going to name names because I'm already in trouble with half the people in this town when it comes to media. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that would matter.
Hey, did I mention that UFC 247 is coming to Houston this February? You can go to toyotacenter.com to take advantage of a special presale. ESPN 97.5's UFC 247 presale today only. If you go to toyotacenter.com and enter the password UFC Radio under the newsletter presale link on the UFC event page, you get your tickets early. So that's a big deal for you UFC fans out there. Let me say that again. If you go to the toyotacenter.com page, you go to the website, and then you find the UFC radio link, there's a special page, and there's a newsletter, and it's pre-sale link on the UFC event page, and you type in, it's very confusing, but thanks, Barry, UFC radio. You get your tickets early. There's also, I'm sure, directions on the page, but don't miss out. Tickets are going to go fast. Use the promo code UFC Radio at toyotacenter.com and get your tickets now.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be gone after that. After that read, everybody got that.
Try it yourself.
I love you, Cream City G. Don't get mad at me.
I think it's Creamsicle. I like
Creamsicle?
That one.
Well, I bet you do, having to throw your junk on a man in Beaumont. I bet you do.
You know what? We'll put up a poll tomorrow. Well, you'll like that, too.
Yeah.
I hate
that. You're the one who grabbed it, and I'm the gay one.
We're not saying what you are.
That's what you're saying.
We're saying what you did.
I'm aggravated.
Nothing about gay. You just did what you did.
You just said you, gay.
No, you.
There's bisexual. There's curious.
You're definitely bisexual.
You just went straight to gay. Yeah. You just went straight there. I mean, you went gay there, but anyways.
Nick and the Power of the Pole comes back on an FEF Friday tomorrow. In the meantime, stay tuned for the Blitz. They're next. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you on an FEF Friday tomorrow at 1 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.